Okay, so first of all, I do really want to thank Jeff for having me here and for you guys all showing up today. I thought I would start telling you a little bit about myself and what I do, and then go from there into what I really wanted to present to you today, a concept that in a way I've developed myself, which I call active stretching. And then I'll talk to you a little bit about it, and then I thought we would do some demonstration, and if I can even get some participation, I think that would be really great, and that's what your paper will be for, is to jot some notes down and so forth. So my name is Sharon Sturica, and what I do is a method called the Feldenkrais method. And it's a method that's actually been around since the 1940s, a long time. It still is getting itself out there. So I have been a practitioner for 26 years. So I've been involved with the method since I was in my early 20s. And the method changed my life and basically made it possible for me to run again and really live life to the fullest. So to tell you a little bit about the method, really what the method is about is really teaching you how to learn to move differently and to understand maybe what are you doing and what aren't you doing. And it may sound kind of silly, but often we don't know what we're doing. And if we don't know what we're doing, it's really hard to change something. So, and how I got into the method, and I'll just tell you briefly, it's all on my website, but I used to be a triathlete, and I was out training one day, and I was hit by a semi-truck on my bike. So not only was I hit, but I was pulled up underneath the truck and dragged along because I was hooked into my cleats, and the cleats and the bike got, I got pulled up underneath because the front of the tire got hooked onto the gas tank. So I went through 9 surgeries on my left leg. So I broke my femur, my pelvis, I lost 3 muscles in my left leg, and broke all the bones in my ankle, my shoulder, dislocation, rotator cuff, everything was on the left side. So back then, I was 20 years old, my doctor said, you will never run again, let alone probably do a lot of things. And I think like most 20-year-olds, you're just not ready to hear that. So part of me just said, well, I'm going to find a way to get back out there again. So I, through my family, who's always been very into alternative stuff, came across the Feldenkrais method and started working with a practitioner 9 months after my accident. I was in and out of surgeries for 9 months because I had to have a lot of plastic surgery done on my leg with the muscles missing and so forth. So when I started working with a practitioner like myself, within a very quick time, 5 weeks, and I saw her every day though, and did what we're going to do some movement together and stuff, but I became pain-free and started running again. So, and not only was I able to run, but I actually knocked 20 minutes off my marathon time, and I've been competing since. And then I had round 2 not too long ago when I met Sarah. So just by a fluky accident getting off the ski chairlift, my ski got caught under the guy next to me. So my right leg this time got caught, pulled off to the side. So my entire kneecap ripped off. So I was presented with a possible full knee replacement, which didn't line up for me. So I did a lot of research and found a great doctor. I went to Dr. Phil Davidson, who invented what he did for me. So he took my kneecap, added another cap, have a big old screw in there with, I'm not quite sure all the mechanics, the socket, and it all slides and works. Anyways, I had that March 7th. And then got back to, doing a lot of rehab and doing the method that I do and stuff. So by June, I started running again, and they've been pretty amazed that I've gotten up to 20 miles, and they've never seen anybody quite recover like that. So now it's both sides. So I've had a lot that's happened to me, so I understand injuries a lot. And this method has made it possible for me to always be able to come back and run or do what I love to do, and that's why I fell in love with the work, because I wanted to share that with as many people as I could. So that tells you a little bit about me and the method. So in the method, what we usually do is they're called lessons. So I teach workshops, clinics, and then weekly classes. And lessons are usually done lying on the floor, but we often do lessons sitting as well. And in a lesson, again, you're taken through a variety of different movements for you to learn, feel, and discover what you do, and again, perhaps maybe what you don't know how to do. And sometimes you may think, you know, you're tight somewhere, but it may be from a different part of your body that's actually creating the tightness. You know, so we often get spun around that one area that feels tight, but it could actually be coming from a very different area. A good example is a runner came to, I just did a workshop this last Saturday, and he had, I'm pretty sure I'm saying it right, but it was his left shoulder, his right knee, and he has like a Baker cyst and, you know, a lot of IT band stuff. And kind of the culprit in between was the rib cage. So he was just really stunned that the more that we got mobility in the rib cage, the freer the shoulder came to feel, the better that the hip and the knee became to feel. And the reason for that is because everything's connected. So, you know, everything from the top of our head to our toes is connected. So if one thing is off, it is affecting every single part of you. Does that make sense? So what we do in a lesson, again, back to the movements, is these different, you know, different variety of movements. Well, the really cool thing about this method is you start to learn it doesn't matter what movement you do. Because since we're connected from head to toe, if you make any movement better, the whole system gets better. Okay? So a good way to understand that is like I think of a string of pearls. And if you start lifting the string of pearls, right, they're all going to start to lift. Well, imagine if you get, let's say, halfway and then all of a sudden two are frozen, they're not going to move. What happens to the rest? They don't get any indication of what's going on. So wherever there's lack of continuous movement, mobility, then that's the place where everything beyond that gets affected. So if you could just get movement there, right, then it's going to be able to translate to all the other places. That kind of makes sense to people? Okay. So again, in this method, we do these lessons. And what I have found over teaching for the years is that our time continues to get shrunk smaller and smaller. And it's challenging for people to go, okay, I've got an hour of time to just lie on the floor and do this. So as I've taught for so many years, I've continuously condensed down things to smaller and smaller segments of movement. And that's what led me to this concept of active stretching. That most people, if I was to give you a 30-minute routine, you would leave here and you'd probably do it once and never do it again. But if I give you something that might take 5 to 7 minutes, I have a really good chance that you'll do it. And if you were to do it every day, and I was to say to you, it would really make a huge difference in your life, you probably would do it. Right? I think. So that's what I've done. And again, my terminology is calling it active stretching. So let me just ask you guys this. How many of you do stretch? Okay. And then let's go to the next question is that, so if you do stretch, do you stretch before or do you stretch after? Both. Okay.
After.
Okay. So, you know, really technically, I mean, if you want to do some before, that more just kind of warms you up, but really the most important time is afterwards. So good. So let me just ask you if any of you are willing, maybe this beautiful lady in the front would show me, like, what's one stretch that you do?
Before or after?
After.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quadricep. Okay, why don't you show me what you do? Do you mind?
No.
No, I'm sorry, please, no, don't feel that way. It's more, again, for information, and I may, if it's okay with you, critique you a little bit, or what I'd like to do is more use it as a way that we can have a discussion about what are we doing, what do we think we're doing, and what can we do different,
okay.
Not that you're doing anything wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, a lot of times, I'll check the balance here. Just stretching out the quadricep.
Uh-huh.
So it's not great right now.
Don't worry about that. So if everybody just would watch her and just watch what she's doing, so that, you know, we're just going to, again, it's to learn from what you're doing. Okay? Great. Okay. So one other that you'd be willing to show?
Sure. Getting into the hamstrings and the glutes a bit.
Okay. And one of the things just I want to point out, what's your name?
Jen.
With Jen is... and so I'm going to use the word passive, but they're, in a way, it's a passive stretch. And that's why I've created this other way of stretching, which is active. So the other thing, if you go back to your first one, if you don't mind, that she did so nicely. Thank you, Jen. So she's just like kind of working one muscle group, right? And we have this beautiful. Okay, thank you. We have this kind of really interesting idea about isolation, right? So let's isolate out something. But you never can isolate out anything, okay? It's just, it's impossible. So we can target certain muscle groups, but we can't really isolate anything out. So when you're doing that, you've got your back, you've got your shoulder muscles, you've got neck muscles working, like so many different muscles that you don't even know are working to just balance you, right? So everything is working together. So I'm going to take that kind of movement and then go into this active stretching. So there's three reasons why I developed this concept of active stretching, and I just wanted to go over those really quickly with you and then get into demonstrating, maybe participating a little bit, questions, okay? So there's three reasons. So one of the first reasons, and they're all three important reasons, but the first reason is for joint mobility. And it's something often we're never even talking about or thinking about. You know, it's usually just focused on the muscles and how do we stretch out the muscles and thinking of, you know, stretching afterwards, but not joint mobility. So back to my string of pearl idea, your joint mobility is critical for flexibility in the muscles. If you don't have joint mobility at a joint, your muscles will overwork at that area because you don't have joint mobility, okay? So every joint needs to have its mobility, or we want to get as many joints mobile as possible. And then what that does is it frees up the muscles to actually carry out movement and action, which is really what their intention is to do. Muscles are just to carry out movement, but if a joint is not moving, then the muscles have to work super, super hard. Does that make sense to everybody? So joint mobility. So that's really the first step or the first piece to this active stretching. The next part is dealing with the muscles. And so what, Jen, is that right? She demonstrated so well when she grabbed for stretching out her quads. I'm going to take off my shoes here. So again, to me, this is a passive stretch. And what happens when you do something like this is you're putting the muscle immediately into like the fullest stretch that you can do. So when you do that, there's no room or potential room to know, is there a possibility to go further? Okay, so, and I'll give you a little example. This is a little hard to bite on, but this is physics. So if you stretch like a rubber band, let's take a rubber band, because it's like your muscle. So if you took two ends of a rubber band, you just go, right? You pull it to the max, there's nowhere else to go. And so that is what you're also, this is the third piece of active stretching, and what Feldenkrais is really all about. You're then telling your brain, your nervous system, this is the max. And it may not be the max, but you're telling your brain that's the max. So every time I bet you do this stretch, you end up at the same place, right? Because it's looped in. Your brain is the monitor for everything. So what's really cool in active stretching is we actually start with things lax. You shorten. Okay, if you start with a muscle shorter, so let's say this, I'm using my hands, right? This short, and then we go to here. When you go from here to here, you tell the muscle it just did what? Stretched and got longer, right? Okay? And guess what the brain understood? I can do this. So then you go shorter, and the next time, guess what? Oh, you can go a little further. What do you know? So each time you go in, your capacity to lengthen will increase. Okay? So again, it's really about understanding physics and how your brain understands this. So if you just fully stretch something out, you've told it this is it. But when you shorten and expand, it understands it can go further. And this is what we do anyways when we're being active. Constantly when we're moving and stuff, we're constantly going from a shorter phase to a longer phase. Okay? So we've got the joint mobility, the shorter to longer phase, and then the last thing, how am I doing on time, is understanding the importance of your brain. Okay? So I wanted to then give you a little example of a young gal that I got the opportunity to work with this last May, and how much the brain is in charge of you, so that you can filter this a little bit, and then we'll go into the stretches. So this young gal came to me. She was just getting ready to graduate high school, so she's 17, and she has cerebral palsy. So if you don't know that, that's where the oxygen gets cut off to your brain during birth, and it tremendously affects the nervous system and how the brain understands carrying out the muscles and movement. So when she came to me, her left arm was highly contracted, which means that it was up here. And she was just beyond frustrated because it's been 17 years, and she's just like, I want it to just go away. I'm so tired of this. And her big drive was that she was going to graduate, and she wanted to be able to walk up on stage and get her diploma with her arm down by her side, because she wanted to feel like all the other kids. So in my work and how we think, we would never go and take something so contracted and pull on it, because this is her whole world. This is what we would call is the vector. It is the drive force in her whole system. So we look for a different place to enter. We look for, like, where's another place? So what I looked at was her legs, and her legs were a little bit collapsed here, but not too bad. This was the main thing. So what I worked with her on was I took one leg at a time and said, can you just push and get tall on that leg? And she could, and then go back, and then push and get tall on the other leg. So we worked with this idea of pushing and getting tall, pushing and getting tall. So the shortening and lengthening. Shortening, lengthening. Then we worked on how could we take a step forward and do this? How could we take a step backward and do this? How could we step sideways? So just in the first hour I worked with her, her arm dropped to her side. And I never touched her arm. And her mom's like, how'd you do that? I said, well, I didn't do it, but her brain did it. So as her legs learned that they could let go of contraction and be long, the brain indicated the rest of the system, right? Back, we're a system. So I never touched her arm, but her arm let go, and her mom's like, this is incredible. So I call it homework, but that was her homework from me, was when she left me, I said, I just want you to keep walking sideways, walking backwards, get this idea that you push. Because up until then, she would do this. She always stayed like this. Nobody had told her, push and get tall, elongate. So I had 4 sessions with her. That was it, up until her graduation. And the other piece besides working with her legs that I worked with, will sound really silly, but is her smile, is your face. So when you smile, you can't hold tension. It's impossible. So again, this is all through the brain. It's just how things operate, is that when you smile, there is no tension. So I gave her the smiling and working with the legs. So it was a really great experience for her, because she got to walk up on stage with her arm down by her side and get her diploma. And she felt like I had really changed her life. And after so many years having this arm up here, she couldn't believe, you know, in 4 hours. But it wasn't me doing it. I taught her body how to go from shortening to lengthening. And if we can let go of tension here, maybe we can let go of tension here. If we cannot have tension here, we won't have tension here. Because every time we go through the brain and it recognizes, oh, we don't need tension, it goes everywhere. Okay, and then when we do have tension, the tension goes everywhere. So when we're in pain, right, and let's say we have pain somewhere, then that pain, that tension starts to trickle to other places. We feel more stiff, we feel more tight. That all makes sense? So I thought I'd tell you that little story. So, okay, so how about if I start by, well, maybe before I start, are there any questions so far? Does this idea sound negotiable?
Yeah.
Like a good thing? Okay. So how about if I show you the little stretch routine that I came up with, and then would you guys all be game to experience it? Okay, so back to the brain. Brain does a lot of things, but this is why I gave you a handout, but I didn't give you all the pieces to everything. Because if you write down what your experience is and how it feels to you, it's going to be more powerful when it goes home. I mean, I've spent years writing things out for people, but then they don't understand it because it's in my language. So I want it to be in your language, and then you'll remember it. Instead of you looking at something and go, what did she say? What did we do? Sound okay? Okay, are there any questions at this point? Or if I got you a little intrigued? Do you have you intrigued, Jeff, back there? So, okay, so again, this is like a routine that I came up with. I guess I could do it up here. It's slippery. So the first thing, if you look at your little sheet, and if you guys can't see me, come up to the front chairs, is you're going to sit in what's called a side sitting position. Okay? And one of the first things that you're going to discover about this is if you've got anything tight in your glute or your butt, this side will be way up here. So again, this is how you learn, is you'll go, whoa, that's way up there. And by the time you do this active stretch, it will start to sink down. Okay, almost eventually, within a week, it should be all the way down. So you're going to start off sitting in this position. And the first part of the active stretch is to work on rotation. So turning, getting the spine to turn, the pelvis to turn, and then this leg, this part of my left leg, your femur. So remember, the first thing I said was joint mobility, right? So as you turn, and we just bring this hand up just because, but as you turn, so I'm just turning around myself, not leaning out here, but I sit really tall. In fact, I don't really need this hand, but I'm turning. So my whole spine is turning, and if you can see, my pelvis is turning, and my leg is turning. Okay? Three really important things to be turning that are around running. Okay? Really, really critical. If this femur isn't turning in the socket, IT band, big problem. Okay? And then also the hip flexor gets really tight. So this is the first part, is that we go into turning like this. Okay? Then the second part is that you're going to start to lean back like this, if you can, onto your forearms. So you'll notice immediately my knee wants to come up. Not a problem, let it come up, okay? Then what you're gonna work with is, can I drive it back down? Here we go again, joint mobility here, okay? Also, if you can see my pelvis, so my pelvis arches forward, and then I round. So I'm what we call flexion, extension. So this is grabbing at the quad, the IT band, the glutes, all of that, okay? Then if you can, you continue all the way down so that you're on your back like this, and you reach your opposite arm up. So again, see how my knee comes up? The other thing in this method is we make everything safe so you're not stuck. You know, you have a way to bail out, like I can always do this. I'm not in a permanent position. But from here, if you watch, I'm going to drive this leg again forward, which arches my back. This gets into the hip flexor all the way to the psoas, all the way up to the chest and the opposite arm. Because when we're running, we're doing a diagonal motion. And then I'm going to think of lengthening my arm, which pulls the knee up. And then down, and then up, and down, and up. So my shoulder blade is moving along my back now. Okay? So, could you guys see that? Or should I do it sideways too? Is that good?
Yeah, spin around.
Yeah, because that may be if you see it sideways. So, but like, again, what's really important to understand is in running is that you've got this diagonal going on. These come together, these go away. Come together, go away. And so it's important to do that in the active stretching. Does that make sense? All of this is going on. So if you're here, I lengthen and this comes up and then down. So my arm lengthens and then my leg lengthens. So from here, I then come, let's try it maybe this way. Oopsie, I figured he was gonna come out. Come back up to sitting. And so all of those movements were a lot of opening on the front side. Did you guys gather that? So now we're gonna put our hands forward and we're gonna slide forward. Okay, so then this is more closing. And this is where we're gonna really target the glute muscles and the IT band. So you first start sliding forward, and then when that becomes familiar to you, you slide this leg behind you. So you come in what a lot of people think of like pigeon, and then you walk your hands up to arch your back, walk your hands back down, and slide the leg. So you see you're moving instead of staying in a static position. Does that make sense? Like this. So it's just kind of like this little routine. And if you would just take the time to do this when you get back from running, like I said, 3-4 minutes, it will make, I think, a really huge difference. And so back to, you see how different it is than just doing the static quad stretch. And you can feel, if you want to stay there, like for example, when you're here, if you really want to stay here for a second, you can really get this quad stretch in your IT band. This is a place that I'm going to have you all pay attention to, because most of you will probably be over here. If you're really tight, it's like, you know, so it's like you really want to be able to have the two sides of the pelvis forward. So then that also requires over here, this glute muscle to really stretch out. So at the same time, I'm stretching this glute, this hip flexor, this IT band. A lot of things are stretching all at once. Does that make sense? And then I'm also working with extension in my back, which is really important as a runner. Often when I watch runners and work with runners individually, they end up being extremely flexed. And I contribute it to working sitting jobs, but very tucked under, kind of like, like this. And it's really important to have the chest and this extension, this length on the front side. So that's part of the reason I created that routine, is because it creates a lot of length. And the more length that you have, again, with the muscles, the freer you are when you run and your turnover, and you'll feel better. And so, any questions? You ready to try? Okay, yes.
So you just do it like 3 or 4 times and then move on, and then
yeah,
you switch
and switch sides. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I just taught a workshop this weekend where several of the people were like, didn't think when we started they could even do half of this. And by the time we finished, they were like, this is unbelievable. And then coming back to, as I said, the original sitting position, when you come back here, you'll go, oh my gosh, if this was way up, how'd that get down? So you've got all these joints again moving, and your muscles going from shortening to lengthening. So, and just kind of a small little routine. So why don't we come to the floor? Because that's where I'm used to everybody being, is on the floor. And let's give it a try. So maybe we start, if it's okay, let's start with your right leg in front. Come on, Jeff, you can take off those. Take your shoes off. But let me, in saying that, if you just get, you know, back from running, and this is the other thing I said in the workshop this weekend, it's like wherever you are, I was like doing this also for a lot of skiers, is, you know, let's say you get back from a run and then you, you know, get in the car, you drive, you know, got to drive home or whatever. Still, you haven't missed the window of time to do this. And even if you want to just leave your shoes on, you can, but it's best. So I'll do it this way. Okay, so first notice this butt cheek. Is it way up? or down, so that tells you something. So that tells you something about you, okay? So, and then this hand is going to be over here, and we're going to bring your left hand in front of you. And you're going to start to turn. And if you can think about when you're turning, that your spine, you guys keep going so I can watch you. Like your spine is like, it's like a corkscrew, okay? So you really want to twist it tight. The more you twist, right? When you untwist, you get more space. That's it, Jen. So really let this pelvis come forward. Yes, and feel that turn. Mm-hmm. So really push your belly out. I know, nobody wants to push their belly out. Beautiful job. Nice. So do you feel that? Mm-hmm. Do you feel how this leg is turning? Good job. Yeah, there you go. Now, it's interesting for you, what's harder, you've got this direction, but you don't know how to go back. So pay attention to, oh my God, what do I need to learn to go back? How tight are you in that IT band, right? Yeah. So your focus is a little different. You want to think about twisting this way. Yeah. Yeah. And the other, very nice. Oh, turn the other way. Yeah, get your feet. There we go. There we go. There we go. Now, nope. And then now you're going to, yeah, lean. Yep. Good. And so you really want to feel how this is twisting. Your good. And all this.
Sore after this?
No! You know, no, that's the great thing is that this work is incredible. You feel looser than you've ever felt in your life. So you know, you won't feel sore.
How do I get that to go down?
You're another goer downer. That's right. So these are great questions. This is why I want you to get on the floor and do this. So to go down, the first step with all of this is your thinking. So first of all, you got an awareness. Oh my gosh, I can turn, but I can't go back. That is the first place where change occurs. And just the more you think it, and each time, remember back to what I said, shorten, lengthen, shorten, lengthen. So each time you turn, as you come back, you just think, can I go a little bit further? Can I go a little bit further? So I'll check back in with you. There you go. And then think, I'm going to sink, sink, sink. Yeah. So it's like, how does this,
go ahead, push.
There. No, we don't want to. No, we don't want to do that. Because then your brain doesn't get it. There.
All right.
There. And then what's really cool is when you go to something else, we're going to do in a second, that's going to get better. So everybody, you're doing great. Okay, you're turning all from your upper body and not from your pelvis. So I want your pelvis to turn. Let this cheek come up. Turn, turn, turn. Turn. There you go. Let that pelvis.
It's like right back there. Is that?
That's okay. Well, you know why it hurts? Because you haven't been doing this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Pelvis has got.
I'm trying to stay upright too, right?
Pelvis has got to move. Pelvis is the key. Pelvis in the trunk. Good. And then come back. And see if you can really push your belly out. Push, push, push. Right here. Push me away. Yeah, and turn. There, push me away. Push, push, push. There, now you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're used to holding in. Boy, you get the holding in prize. Push, push, push. There you go. Okay, there you go. Okay, how you doing? Okay, now everybody try to lean on your back on your forearms. Oh, okay. But the rest of you lean on your forearms because I got to keep them moving.
So as you...
You're doing beautiful.
This leg naturally...
It comes up, but then you tell it that it doesn't need to do that.
Okay.
So that's something deep in
okay.
the butt.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's... Oh, see, so every time you do it, so you become aware, and then you tell yourself, okay, well, I see this happening, but it doesn't really need to happen. So what needs to let go in here? Okay. Everybody leaning back? Okay, so you let the knee come up, and then remember, then you drive it forward. So you're going to feel a big motion.
Did you get all the way on your back or just straight?
We're going to just start with the forearms. And if your knee is down, let it pop up. And then you can feel, let this all relax. There.
Okay.
And then this. And this. And that. Same with you. So that's it. So feel, this is the flexion. That's when you lift your leg to run. This is when you kick your leg behind you, lifting the leg. So all these movements are related to all the motion that's in running.
Well, I wouldn't run very far.
There you go. And then lift it up. Beautiful. And then you want to feel it. So can you lean on this elbow too? Not just the one. So, I know. There. There. Oh. Ah, that was good. Okay. You're doing great. Yeah, and then see if this can let go. Do you run a lot? Get on your elbows.
On like that?
Yeah, there you go. Do you run a lot?
Oh, yeah.
You probably think I'm Gumby.
Yeah.
That actually was my nickname. Nice. Ah, it's getting a breathe.
Nice.
Yeah, and now see if you can let your back come more. Yes, let your back arch. More, not there. Ah, let this arch more there. That's.
Oh wow! Do you hear that pop?
Not there. You go. Pop out that chest. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, and if you're ready to go all the way back. If you can't go all the way back, it's fine. Just stay on your elbows.
Do you want up more like that, or does it matter?
That's a very good question. If you can flip the foot around, then that's great. A lot of people can't.
Look, I can't even get this leg down.
I know. That's.
I am out of shape.
No, it's just that means, see, things are so tight. It's look at how it's literally contorting your pelvis.
Yeah.
That's how tight your IT band is. Okay, so we want to talk to that little guy a little bit. We want to tell him that he doesn't have to be so tight. So we want to get this down and then see if we can. And what I did with Jeff is let something happen in your back and in your ribs like that. So for you and Jeff, there's a lot of stuff in your lower back. Just let your lower back arch. And then lift this up. Remember, you're moving the knee, you're active, and can you reach the opposite arm above you? Good. Lift the leg up, flatten, and then let the leg come down. Feel how it pulls on the arm?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's like, wow! We are all connected. There.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
It's like your spine's like a skewer, a shish kebab. Okay. Hey, you got down.
Well, I don't know if I can get back.
Good.
Go turn it out.
Nope.
No.
And then just see if you can now let this soften a little bit. Oh. And then puff it up. Yes. And then soften. And then let's lift this up a little bit more and let this rib cage.
When do I pull this arm?
Right. Okay, this comes down and now pull the arm now. There.
Oh, okay.
And then there. Yeah. And there. And there. Great. Okay, now come back up to sitting. Let's just come back up to the sitting real quick. And just notice the butt. Are the butt cheeks more down?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's how quick this work is. Is it? So, great. Okay, now let's slide the hands out forward. Right, so you're gonna slide them. That's it, Jeff, and this is, and if your butt needs to come up, that's okay. So go ahead and let Jess, yeah, if this needs to come up, that's okay. Yeah, there you go. And then slide back and come back up to the sitting. So you slide, and again, if your butt needs to lift, go ahead, that's it, Jen. Slide. Slide, beautiful, beautiful. And then the next part is kicking that leg behind you, right? Lengthening it behind you, but don't kick your partner. And really, I promise you, and you guys can all let Jeff know, is that if you did this every day, okay, after your, even if you don't run, you don't do sports.
Because I don't run.
But even if you do it every day, you will feel tremendously different in your body. I guarantee, I promise you, or I owe you something. You get a free session with me. I promise you. That's it. There you go. Now this is starting to loosen up. That's it. And now when you come up, Jeff, see if you can keep this arch in this part. Yeah. There. Keep an arch. Nice. Yeah. Keep this. Yeah. Working those two sides to get down. How's everybody doing? Beautiful job. Now see if you can do a little bit more since you're doing so good. Yeah, take it a little further. Yeah, nice. Now can you straighten this leg?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay, in time, okay? And see, again, it's the same for you too. It's back to that same problem. You see how much you end up rotating?
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to really think is, can I get this side of the hip, even if this comes up? Even if this side comes up, can I get more here? That would be huge for you. And then go back. Yeah, don't ever force yourself too much.
Yeah.
Okay?
Are we supposed to be over the knee or like
this? No, you want to go straight up, straight. Yes, and then straighten that up. Okay, now come back to sitting. Bring the leg back around so you're in the side sitting. And again, just notice how your butt's sitting now. And also just notice how much easier, nicer it is. Now let's just try the rotation again, just the turning. That should feel like a breeze. So when everything's moving really well, this is one of the reasons that I not only was able to run again, but run so well with so many, I've had 14 surgeries, with so many surgeries, the fact that I can run as well as I can, and I don't get any injuries from running. It's stupid things like the chairlift, but it's this work. So it works quickly. This active stretching works quickly. How's it feel? Okay, so how are you doing? Yeah, okay, so let's just take...
Lower it a little bit.
Yeah. So, and you know, kind of maybe think of it as an experiment. Like, okay, for the next week, I'm gonna do what Sharon showed me. And like, by next week, you're going to email me and say, oh my gosh, my butt is completely down. I did this every day. This is unbelievable. And you're going to notice when you go out to run, you're going to go, holy, my legs are just flying. The looseness, because you opened all these joints and did all this active stretching. So you're just going to be feeling super free. And eventually, the goal is, over time, because I've done this work so long, your brain just starts to remember it. So it's like, I don't do much more than this. And people are like, how are you, you saw how flexible, I mean, extremely flexible. Or even like with this knee, having the knee surgery, like I'm at full, people are like, unbelievable. How can you do that? So my part of it is because my body has been conditioned through my brain to know how to do this automatically now. Because this is the way that I live in my body. And that's why I teach this work, is because I want everybody to understand how they could feel more like this. Sound good? So let's go back to your seats. Why don't you maybe make a few notes, adding in, and yes, I know we need to do prizes now. Okay, let's...
Do you need to do that on the other side now?
I want you, yes, but I would like you to write a few things down. If you want to take a moment to do it on the other side, but actually come up to standing for a minute. I want you lopsided. There's something good about being lopsided. But yeah, just feel how you feel in that one leg, yeah, the thigh, and you probably feel a lot more grounded on that leg. Like, oh my gosh, what do we do over there, right? It's a very quick, lots of stuff just happened. But I do want them to write down, and then we'll do a prize here, write a few notes, like key things. So we did the twisting, and then we did the lying back, and then the sliding the hands forward. And then we're gonna do a giveaway. Are you gonna? Oh, you're okay. Yeah. So and the reason I'm having you write things down for yourself. Do you need a pen?
Yes.
Okay. Is because that's another way for your brain to remember. So again, my language, you might read it and go, huh? So again, the first thing we did was the twisting. Then you leaned back on the elbows and you let the knee pop up. Right, and then you took it down, and then you laid all the way down, and then you reached the arm, and then you let the knee pop up, and then pulled the arm. And then you came all the way back up to sitting, and then we slid the hands forward. Okay, and then once your hands were forward, you slid the leg fully back along. And the other thing that I handed you out was a little bit about me, and there's another tip on the back side of that and the information about my website. So I'd love it, seriously, if you guys would give it a week and then email me and say, you know, this is what's happened for me. Couple of the runners that I've worked with up in Park City, one is he's a really young runner, and he's been having all kinds of hip flexor problems, and he's seen just about everybody up in town. And then he came to my class, and he's done two classes, and he's like, I can't believe all my hip problems gone. But his had to do with his rib cage. It's the way his ribs were, and so we got a lot of freedom going and movement in his rib cage, and now the hip doesn't bother him at all. Because sometimes, you know, as great as the therapists are out there, we get tunnel vision. You know, it's the hip hurting, so let's work with the hip. But it might not be the hip at all. It might be, like I said, coming from somewhere else, since we're all connected. So did everybody get enough little notes down? Okay, so Jeff, would you like to do a drawing? And then we have a few minutes left too for, we'll do a drawing and then questions and let you guys ponder for a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna do this from back here because I have to look at the prizes to remember. Now, because you're all here, you are gonna win something, so don't be sad.